Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. Now listen, every comedian has a podcast, but we're comedians with a morning show podcast. Do you get the difference? I'm Julia Young, and I'm joined with my pal, Mike Camerlingo. How have you been? It's been so long.
Hey, Julia. I like actually just saying like a couple of pals chatting it up. You know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, a couple goofballs goofballing around.
I'm doing great. It's, you know, it's the middle of summer. It's 2 weeks ago it was 95 degrees, and then last week was like 65 degrees. It's things are happening in the weather front.
Things are happening. I'm getting to that age where every couple hours I go, I wonder if it's going to rain. And then I either open or close windows depending on the answer. That's the age I'm at.
I saw somebody like retweeted a tweet. It was like, every time it rains, white people are like, yeah, we needed this. And honestly, I feel like I say that a lot. I'll be like, oh, you know what? It's raining, but you know, it's probably good. It's probably
good. It's really going to cool everything down. Yeah. All I do is react to the weather.
I do talk about the weather a lot because it's a, especially now that you're going out and you're not probably used to the small talk anyway.
Yeah.
It's like something to say to people. Like if you're getting a coffee or something, you're like,
I say that in the elevator. I'm like, ooh, pretty hot day, huh? And then people are like, yeah, stay safe. You know, it's like,
stay safe. Yeah. Well, to be honest though, you can blame everything on the pandemic, but I used to do this before COVID. I would be like, yeah, I heard, well, enjoy it now because I heard it's going to rain later. You know?
That's true. Eventually, it always does rain later. I mean, it might not be today, might not be this month, but it will rain later. And that's life, you know?
And you say they. Oh, they said it's going to rain later.
Big weather. So we're back after a couple weeks. You know, this podcast is not dead. So, you know, retract that obituary you wrote. Because we're still doing these, baby. They're not as often, but they're more potent because, you know, there's more material in each podcast, right?
Well, when you texted me or emailed me or whatever, you said, want to do a podcast. I said, yeah, I do want to do it because you know what?
Yeah.
You go from talking to somebody every week and then you just stop talking to them and, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there's an absence.
There's an absence. My therapist isn't cutting it, so I need to talk to you.
Wait, are you in therapy?
I told you this, Julia. It was Zoom therapy. And I kind of like it, but I feel like being in person would be better.
No, I don't want to know how tall my therapist is.
Like, give me all your attention and don't let me check Twitter while I'm telling you about something.
Wait, you look at Twitter while you're in your session?
No, just at the end. But I used to go every week, but then I'm like, can we just go every other week? Because I feel like most of my stress that goes into therapy is just like having to talk to somebody.
You're anxious about that?
I always get so pissed beforehand. I'm always like, what the fuck? I don't know. What the fuck's this? What do I have to say? Like, I don't fuck up this, you know?
Yeah. You're like, I could be doing something else, like watching basketball. And instead I have to unpack shit that my parents did to me.
I always say like, who cares? I'm like, oh yeah. It's, who gives a shit? Like, you know what I mean? I just do that. So that maybe I should talk about that in therapy.
Yeah. I'd recommend keeping a list so that, you know, you're ready with talking points because I'll tell you what, therapists do not want you to start your session by saying, you know, they say it's going to rain. They don't want that.
That's true.
They don't.
Yeah. Cause sometimes I'm like, I think I'm pretty good. And then like halfway through, I'm like, oh yeah. Last Tuesday I, you know, started punching my window in my car.
Speaking of which, how's your big baby?
Oh, she is large and in charge. Marge. No, she's large. Doing great. Her name is not Marge, but she's doing great. She is big.
Yeah. How many pounds? I don't want to, you know, it's not about the body, but it is. 10 pounds? 11?
She's 14 pounds, Julia.
Good for you. Good for her.
She's the 99th percentile in length. And then in the 90 something percentile in weight. And then head is like 85th percentile. But you know what happened was, we went to the doctor for our 2 month checkup a couple weeks ago and they were like, oh, like she had to get some shots, which was not fun
shot,
to witness.
Shot, it
was,
shot, I shot, felt,
yeah. I was like, can I play shot? And they're like, no, you can't do this.
You're like, but I'm a cool dad.
And they put her on the scale and they're like, oh, she's kind of plateaued. You know, they have all this shit. Like, they have this chart. They're like, oh, look at the chart. See, she's going up, up, up in weight, and then she's kind of plateaued. We're like a little concerned. So you gotta, yeah, let's bring her back next week, and we'll, you know, we'll weigh her again. So that whole week, my wife and I are like trying to jam food down her throat. And she's
you
like,
mean milk.
Yeah, oh yeah, milk. Steak tips. No, she. Yeah. And then, you know, so we go back, and they put her on the scale, and she was, they said she was 12.7 the week before, and she was like 13.12, and she's like, wait, what? And she's like, no, let's do it again. And they weighed her again, 13.12. And then we all looked at the thing and weighed again, because it's not a digital scale. It's like that old school thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? I think last week we must have weighed her wrong, because there's no way. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? We're like trying to force feed our baby.
Oh, no.
And she's fine. You're like, you just, it's so funny. Like, they are so particular about all this shit, but the way they do it is so like imprecise. The way they measure their length, they lay them down on this, I can't, the only way I can describe it is like the longest ruler you've ever seen. And you have to hold her head at the top, and she's like squirming, and they're like pulling her legs to straighten her out. And they're like, oh, 25 inches. I'm like, bullshit, dude. You have no
good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, anyway, it was we were like, oh, thank God. That's great. But then on the ride home, I was like, you fucking assholes.
You have a Joey Chestnut of a baby.
She's a big, like, this is a big one.
Won't stop eating. Well, I'm glad, you know, it's good. Fat little babies are great. You know, we love a high achiever. We love a 99th percentile.
We really do. I mean, you know, I say, hey, and you know, what's so funny is I have no clue what like the stages of, you know, being a baby is. I'm like, I'll ask my wife, I'll be like, is she gonna talk soon? She's
oh,
like,
God, you really don't know anything, dude. That's like pretty, you're pretty dumb.
I know she's not gonna talk yet, but like other things, I'm like, when can she like sit up? Like, when does she go into a high chair? When do we start giving her food? Like, what, like, is she teething? Like, I don't know.
I can tell you all of this information, and I'm just an aunt, so.
Well, you know what, we had a big milestone though. She turned over from her stomach to her back. She
That's
can do that
good.
Now.
That's so, great development.
It's a great development. We're all very proud. So.
Good neck strength. Good
core
strength. Oh, great
neck strength. Although she does, if I'm holding her, sometimes she'll pull her head off me and like be looking around. I'll go, oh, this is great. And then she'll just fucking hammer it down
Slam
into my
it
face.
Back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've gotten hit like 5 times like per week in the chin.
Wow.
And my wife's like, oh, I never get hit. I'm like, yeah, I'm a doofus, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. This baby knows you're dumb and wants to challenge
she's
you.
She's going to take advantage of it. So
she's
things are going great
boss
over here.
Baby. Yeah.
Things
yeah.
are going great. Boss baby. She spit up on me a couple times, which was, you know, that's life.
Well, I'm glad that you got, you know, you guys are adjusting a little bit more, you know, it's still very new, but soon you will be able to coach this baby in T-ball. So
I hope
couple
I
more
keep,
years.
Oh, I keep being like, I hope you play basketball. Like I would love to play
basketball. I hope you're the child that I wanted to be when I was a child. Yeah.
No, you know that, you know, Julia, I always correct it. And then I always say, cause I feel bad. And then I go, or, you know, whatever, play the violin, whatever she wants to do.
Whatever
you know,
she wants
that.
To do. But yeah. You know, hopefully not the violin.
Hopefully not the violin. Play some hoops. You're the 99th percentile.
You're
fucking Yao Ming. Play basketball.
Nothing like this has happened to me since we last had a pod. I have not had a baby, but I did get my hair highlighted.
Whoa.
Which is pretty exciting. And then it was highlighted too much, so I had to go back for an adjustment. So,
when you say highlighted,
yes.
I mean, what are we talking about? Are we talking about blonde streaks?
They were kind of blonde-ish streaks because we were trying to cover up the grays in my hair before the wedding.
All right. Yes.
And then it was a little too blonde in the front where it kind of made me look insane. Like I was delusional. Like I thought I was younger than I am.
Oh, that's always a tricky thing sometimes when I'm putting on, like, I'm like, oh, that's a cool sweatshirt. And then I'm like, well, people think I'm trying to look cool with
right.
that sweatshirt. Cause you don't
if
want
it says
that.
Like hashtag blessed. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It just says I'm 36 and fat. Fuck you.
No, it says, is Snapchat still cool?
Is it?
So,
no, like seriously,
no, it's
is
not.
It? Should
it's
I say,
not.
Okay.
It's no. not. No, no, no. Delete it.
It's all TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. It's all TikTok all the time. You know, and my life is really just about checking statuses of packages that I order online and seeing if they've been stolen. Most of them do get stolen. You know, it's my life is just, oh, did that sink sponge holder arrive yet? Nope, stolen. Gotta report it to UPS. So
I can see you going and sitting in like a community community meeting, and you're like, excuse me, I've had several things get taken off my front stoop.
I would love to have a meeting with everyone in my apartment building to introduce myself.
Did you ever meet the person who makes the fish?
No. Well, it's hard to know where it's coming from. If it's coming from our next door neighbor, which I'm like 50% sure it is, she's a very nice older woman who's probably lived there for 40 years and I can't do a confrontation. But I'm still not quite sure. But the smell, it hasn't been real fishy lately. It's just been so unbearably hot. Is something I didn't realize when you live in a top floor apartment is.
Oh yeah. Heat. Yeah. Heat rises.
Heat rises. You know, that's what they say.
That's what they say. Well, you're in an elevator building, right?
Yeah. Brag. So no big deal.
I lived in a fifth floor walk up two separate times. And the old joke is the old, like when you're going to see it and you go, is this, it's on the fifth floor. And the real estate agent goes, yeah, well, you don't have to sign up for a gym. You save money there. And you're like, fucking kill you. Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
I mean, I lived on a fifth floor walk up for 3 years and I never once forgot my keys, right? Which is good because you never want to have to go back up.
We used to drop them out the window in a sock because the buzzer didn't work. So we lived on 19th and 2nd. So right on 2nd Ave. And we would put the keys in a fucking big wool sock and we would drop it out the window. And like, it was great when someone would catch it, but sometimes they wouldn't. It wasn't
even
great.
Like to delivery guys, you would do that?
No, I forget what they would do. I don't think we ever got any packages there.
Wow.
But leaving that place, we had this big couch and we couldn't get it out. And I go, you know what? Let's just like, fuck this couch. I don't need it anymore. It's an old couch. Let's saw it in half. Like, let's get a saw and cut it in half. I go, it'd be pretty easy. We were sawing that thing for like 4 hours. Like, I thought a couch would just have like a thing of wood and you just get through it and you pull it apart. It was like, it was probably, I don't know what the hell it was made of. There was
really well made. It's awful. They should be so much easier to disassemble than they are.
Yeah. Cause it was like, you know what it was? It was an old shitty couch, but it was back when they made couches, like, you know, you could probably light that thing on fire and it wouldn't burn up. Like that was
right.
That
there's
was
like solid springs and chains screws and wood. It's like, come on. I just want to get this out of my life.
Yeah, that was a big mistake trying to saw that up. So anyway, the point is don't move to the fifth floor unless you have an elevator.
Yeah.
Are you in the top floor?
Top floor, which is nice because in our last place, the people above me really love to sing and dance and tap dance and clomp around at 1 a.m. and move furniture. So I think, you know,
living on a top floor, like a high floor like that is definitely worth, like, even if you have to walk, it's worth it if it's the top floor though.
Yes. I'm thrilled. I just turned my AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the people below you are probably complaining about you, but.
Oh,
you
know. I mean, they're miserable. I just do like HIIT classes. So I'm just jumping around. I'm like tossing 25-pound weights. Oh yeah. I started working out pretty hardcore. So, you know, really heavy weights are
what's a HIIT class? Tough.
HIIT is a high intensity interval training. So it's like you go really hard for like 10 or 15 minutes and then you feel like you're going to die. So it's like 30-second bursts of one exercise.
I like that though. I like that kind of exercise.
Yeah. It's like, just get it out of the way.
Cause I can't. You know? Yeah. That's why I like sprints. I'm like, just, I want somebody to yell at me and make me do like 20 sprints and then I'll puke. And then I'll be like, I worked out.
And then
like,
I don't
like this shit where I'm like, oh yeah, let's run for a couple miles. It's like, no, how about I don't?
Yeah. How about I don't waste over an hour of my life doing this shit?
Do you do that? Is this a YouTube thing?
Well, I do some on YouTube and then we're also working out with a trainer and you know, we're all about weights and getting strong, getting pretty huge.
Are you doing this because of the wedding?
Shredding for the wedding. but you know, I think I also just really want to get, you know, big muscles, muscly.
Yeah. Weight training's good. It's good for you. Yeah. I need to do some of that shit, man.
I can do a single press, single arm press over my head, 20, oh, nice. 20 pounds, I want to say, 15, 20.
Wow. Look at you.
Look at me. Oh, look at me.
Look at you. I think what I did before my wedding was I was like, I really cut back on the amount of sandwiches I ate, which is a big thing for me. That was a big, I was just carbo loading all the time. Even now I just eat so many carbs.
So much bread. And then like, I'm telling myself no French fries until after the wedding, which is really hard.
I still kind of do it. If you can stick to the no French fry thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good because French fries is like a gateway.
They're my favorite food. I love them so much. It's really hard.
All right. Give me your top three.
Okay,
like waffle. Kinds of fries. Waffle number one.
Waffle absolutely number one. Curly number two. And number three is going to be like one of those like double fried fries that are like really crispy, almost like a Burger King fry. I find those.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like beer battered. Yeah.
Waffle fries are great. I like curly fries, but I feel like are they hard to make? Because I feel like a lot of times they're maybe too soft.
Yeah, or they're old and like too oily and tough to eat. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I don't care for when someone's like, we make our fries in truffle oil.
Oh, get out of here. I hate that shit.
It gives me a real bad stomach ache. No surprise. Shout out to other people with IBS.
Shout out to gout. Shout out to IBS.
GERD and GERD.
Oh, GERD. I don't have gout yet.
I will though.
On our way. No, truffle oil is like fake luxury bullshit. It doesn't taste good. And
they act like it's like some cool thing. They're like, ooh, baked within a truffle oil. I'm like, can I just get normal fries?
Can I get normal oil? Yeah.
Yeah. Just the regular oil.
The worst is steak fries. I don't care for steak fries either. It's like, they're so soggy in the middle. No,
thank
you.
They're like the big chodes, right? Yeah. I don't care for those.
And also, like, if you're going to give me fries in a restaurant, like, give me fries. Like, don't fuck around and try to do, like, a little handful. Like, give me too many, you know? I've ordered this on purpose. I didn't get the side salad on purpose.
Yeah, like, when they bring you nachos, you ever order a plate of nachos and they bring you, like, 400 nachos? And you're like, okay, this is a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But thank you for your service.
But I can handle this. Yeah. Right. I want to feel sick. That's why I came here.
Half the reason I never order nachos is because everything's just smothered on top. And then the bottom, most of it doesn't have anything on it.
It's all naked. Yeah. But you got to go to a good place where they layer it.
Stuck with cheese. What about, I almost just said, what about candy corn? What about tater tots?
I love a tater tot. Shout out to my friends who we hung out with a couple weeks ago. And one of my friends, Gall, had never had a tater tot. And I was like, that's insane, because she's not from America. Okay. I'm not going to name the country she's from because I don't want to call out her culture. But she had never had a tater tot. And I was like, what's your problem? You've lived in New York for like 5 years. So we gave her some tots and she's like, oh, I get it. And then I told her about tachos, which is like tater tot nachos. And she was less impressed, but I'd say if you go to a place and they have tachos, get tachos.
Tachos. I've never dealt with tachos.
Oh man, tachos. Either. Just think about like cheese and like beans on top of potatoes. And it's just the best. It's just the best.
You're really showing off your Midwest right now.
I know. I'm like tossed in some ranch.
You put ranch on there? Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm going to eat the day after I get married is I'm going to order some tachos and say, fuck it. You know?
Instead of cutting the cake, you can cut the tachos.
Ooh, I would love that, honestly. Okay, I'm drooling. We got to move on. Up top. This is the section we talk about what's happening up top. And I think we covered almost everything up top.
Oh, I have one more thing. So long.
Please tell me.
For some reason, I'm on LinkedIn. I don't know why. It's never helped me.
Mike,
I know.
We've talked about
this. You know what it is, Julia? It's desperation. The you know, it's the same thing that makes me go, maybe I should get on TikTok or maybe I should do this. You know, it's just all the desperation.
It's like, oh, maybe Comedy Central will message me on LinkedIn and offer me a job as their president. Yeah.
Oh, you know, a lot of production company presidents are on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's so weird, man. It's like weird. People are so weird. The posts on there are so weird.
They're really earnest.
So, yeah, they're either earnest or they're like fucking totally like bizarre. I know the guy, my friend has a thing called the best of LinkedIn, and it does is like he posts screenshots of like people being fucking crazy on LinkedIn. Like, my 3-year-old said he wanted to have a lemonade stand, and I said, earn your own money, pal. Hashtag leadership. Like, dude, it makes my skin crawl, but it's so funny, that shit. But so anyway, some guy like messaged me like the most generic message of all time. Like, hey, Mike, are you, hold on, I'm going to read it. It's really not that interesting, but.
What's this guy's name?
I'm not saying his name. I'll just say that. Oh, my Steve God. He's messaged Jobs? Me like 5 times, Julia. I noticed you've been working for self-employed. That's what it says. But right away, I'm like, are you a robot? Like, have you enjoyed working with them or thought over the years about starting your own business? Like, what? You just said. I've been working for self-employed. And then you asked if I want to start my own business. I'm self-employed, bitch.
Yeah, and that's my business.
6 days later, this is the end of December. 6 days later, I'm sorry, I didn't plan on talking about this, but I'm getting real worked up.
Yeah, you're getting riled up. I like it.
6 days later, he tells me about, he has like, you know, some practice coaching fucking thing that blah, 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 whatever. I'm not interested. Then, you know, time goes by, you get your vaccine, everyone's doing great. Sunday, he writes, did you receive my last message? ? Then he wrote, Mike? I was interested in why you do what you do. And is your current role meeting all your expectations? Blah, 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 blah. And then today, this morning, so 2 days, is today Monday?
Today's Monday.
So fucking yesterday, then today he wrote, hello, Mike. Hope you are safe and well. I sent you a couple messages the other week. I hope you received them. If not, please let me know. I'm looking forward to your response. Now, look, I understand reaching out to people that you don't know. I have done stuff like that. Like, hey, what's up? Maybe that, you know, but the first message was like a robot wrote it. And I was like,
yeah,
this person doesn't even, it didn't, he didn't say like, hey, I like your work. Oh, you do a lot of writing. That's cool. I do this. It was like, hey, hi, are you working at self-employed? Are you thinking about starting your own business? It's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? And now this motherfucker's spamming me with shit. And some other dude, oh my God. So anyway.
It's bad. It's also like, let me know if you didn't get my messages. It's like.
That is the biggest desperation shit. And I'm sure I've done it before in my life. But it's like when that's like texting a girl like, oh, did you have service when I last texted you? Like you didn't respond.
Maybe your phone was off and somehow Verizon has absolutely deleted all of your texts that are just from me. So I'm not sure. It's like, yeah, taking the phone off the hook and be like, no, there's a dial tone. Yep. It's real.
Look, I've sent follow-up emails before. Right. And usually I'm always like, hey, you know, I don't, you know, I'm sorry.
Maybe AOL is down. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably going to kill myself. So just please respond. But like one follow-up. And you make it personal. You like, hey, what's up? We talked about this thing. Not like, it's just, I don't
this
get
is a scammer.
It. So I
need
don't
to block
get it.
This person.
Yeah. It's really annoying. And
I mean, where did they work? Do they actually have a company or are they also work at self-employed?
I X'd out of LinkedIn and no, but I'm back now. Cause it's pissing
no,
me
you
off.
Can't go back.
Some other guy too. Fucking. So these people asked to join your network, right? That's what happens. And I just say, yeah, fine. No problem. Like let's join networks. I don't give a shit. And then they just spam you with shit. This guy, I had a guy, which was really surprising, a guy who owned a production company in New York. I'm not going to say what it is, right? Mm. And he like friended me, whatever the fuck it's called. And I looked up their thing and they do a lot of cool stuff, a lot of commercials, like some TV stuff, whatever. And then it's like in my email, it's like, hi, Mike Camerlingo. And it's just a spiel about his company. And I'm like, what? Like, are you, what? So I don't get what's happening.
I think you should leave LinkedIn. I think it's just too much more trouble than it's worth.
But what are these people? Are people like, oh, cool. Glad to link up, dude. Like that. That's
yeah.
This whole
it's
thing.
Like weirdos who like network in hotel bars in Iowa. Like, I don't know. There's a whole weird world of people who are not freelancers and we'll never understand them because we are.
I just put my head in my hands like you told me a fucking stage 5 hurricane is what hit the house. I just can't. Okay, so fuck LinkedIn.
Well, we're gonna move on.
Let's move on.
Something called Content Corner.
Sorry about this, everyone. I brought the mood
down. It's okay.
But...
You're going through stuff, you know, and you should unlink LinkedIn.
I'm unlinking that shit.
Unlink. We're going to move on to Content Corner, things we've been watching lately. And let me start off by just saying I'm on a big Brendan Fraser vibe right now. A big horny vibe. Somehow I've got a craving to watch The Mummy and watch The Mummy. And I was like, God, this movie is so good. And then right after that, watched his other great movie, George of the Jungle, in which he is shirtless the entire movie. And I was like, oh my God, he's so hot. Why didn't I have a crush on him when I was 12? Like, what was wrong with me? Because he's
know.
Hot.
Did you just miss it?
I think... It's like, was I in a DiCaprio vibe then? And I ignored the Fraser that was in front of me. I don't
know.
Did
you ever see Encino Man?
No, that's on my list. Is he shirtless in that?
Yeah. He plays like a caveman. And he's shirtless. Wait, did you ever see School Ties? That's
yes.
Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, David Green, no big deal.
He's like, Brendan is like incredible. He's incredible.
So,
he's so hot.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser is, he's in a movie recently that just came out, and not to hijack your content, but my content.
I think I saw this movie. Is it No Sudden Move?
Yeah, and he's carbo loading for that, but he...
I hated that movie.
Julia, me too! Everybody was saying... It was so funny. I watched it with my dad. He was like, "Oh, like this got really good, like Rex." Yeah, like, let's
Soderbergh.
Put it, like, yeah. 20 minutes in, he goes, "This movie sucks."
I was like,
let's give it its chance. And I kept my mind open the whole way, but it was just like a way less effective, good version of
anything
Ocean's 11. Like it was like, because it was like a movie with a ton of moving parts,
yeah,
so you're going like, wait, who's that guy?
It's,
well, what's
so
happening?
Plotty.
It's very plotty. You can't really enjoy any of this stuff,
and they call everyone by like their last name, and so I'm like, wait, who are they talking about? It's not funny, it's not fun. It's like at the very end you're like, wait, was this supposed to teach me a lesson? My fiance loved it, and I said, I don't know if our relationship is gonna make it.
It got like a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes.
You're so wrong if you like this movie. You're just wrong.
You know what's funny is, like, my dad said he read a review and he was saying, oh, you know, it's like a real guy's movie or something. Yeah. And I was like, really? Like, I don't really get it. Like, why? What makes it a guy's movie? There's a bunch of guys in it, but well, it's like,
no,
I don't
women.
Really...
There's like women in it don't speak to each other. It doesn't pass the Bechdel test. You know?
Yeah. I just, there's so many. You know, people in that movie. Brendan Fraser's in it. You know,
Don Cheadle, Benicio del Toro,
Kieran Culkin,
Ray Liotta. Oh, Kieran Culkin also is just playing Roman Roy from Succession.
I think he's so memorable in Succession that I think it's going to be a problem when he's in stuff.
He can maybe only play that.
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody's like, their like performances are good, but it just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
And it's funny that was, like it got like a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes. But anyway, shout out to Brendan Fraser. Yeah.
Shout out to him. Shout out to George of the Jungle. Great
IMDb. Just a great career. And then there was like a GQ article or something a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It said, whatever happened to Brendan Fraser?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying his last name wrong? I say Fraser. Am I supposed to be saying Fraser?
Fraser. You know what? I'm going to say Fraser, but I think it's probably Fraser.
Well, what happened was, did something happen with him?
He was like sexually assaulted or harassed by a member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, like Golden Globes guy, and like talked about it, and they like fucked up his career. I think he went through some stuff like divorce and stuff.
I think it sucks though when people are like, you know, people are, you never know what anyone's doing. Like they're in these movies and they're like, what happened to so-and-so? I remember someone said it about one of those like 90s actresses, maybe it was Sarah Michelle Gellar or someone like that. They're like, Cameron Diaz, someone like that. They're like, what happened or why'd she had to quit acting? It's like, they made like $20 million. And now they just like are living their life. Like who wants to do this?
And now they're
shit?
Like starting a natural wine company. And
yeah. Now they're like happy. Like this shit sucks. Yeah. Like, people don't understand what it's like to fucking audition for people.
Look, being famous must be terrible. I had a tweet that went viral and it almost ruined my life. You know what I mean? It's like, and then you're like, I couldn't handle being famous. I couldn't handle success. When you have a tweet that does numbers, you realize like, this is horrible and I want nothing to do with this. I mean, you go viral a lot. Do you ever feel like that where you're like, I thought I wanted to be famous? No.
So I've thought about this a lot because I only like very specific attention. So that's why I don't really like tweet out jokes anymore. Because I just don't like single thing, like lines, like words or whatever. I don't like a written joke. I just feel like for me, I just hate when people
respond.
I've wrapped my brain around like the only thing I want to put out is like videos that I've written and be like, yeah, okay, I stand behind this, and if someone doesn't like it, that's fine. But like I can't stand when, because you know, Twitter's such like an in the moment thing too. That's why I've gotten behind. I'm like, when people are like, they delete tweet, I'm like, you should delete your tweets. Like what are people doing? So I think it sucks because after you put something out and you know, there's a group of people who understand it, people who follow you, they get your personality, but then it hits a new level when these random people who have no clue who you are see it and they don't understand it. They start shit talking. Like it just sucks.
It's awful. I did a very stupid tweet about Pete Davidson, right? Cause he's like a smart water spokesman. And I tweeted something to the effect of like, I can't imagine anyone who looks like they drink less water than Pete Davidson, right?
Yeah.
It's a dumb joke because he looks like he is more of a, what, seltzer slash, let's be real, Mountain Dew drinker. Okay, yeah. Fine. Then Crohn's Twitter finds it because he has Crohn's. So Crohn's Twitter starts coming after me like I've attacked him as if I had tweeted, fuck people who have Crohn's.
Right, right.
And they're like, he can't help how he looks. People with Crohn's need to drink water. I'm like, I literally, he is a comedian. He's allowed to make jokes about what he wants. I'm a comedian. I'm allowed to make jokes. This guy looks like he doesn't drink water. That's it. I'm not, it's not deeper than that. And then you start to be like, okay, I'm muting this tweet. Then you start being muting like, muting is good.
No, you're not a bad person. No.
It's like the dumbest thought process.
The problem is Twitter used to be kind of accepted as like, this is where you just go talk shit and like make jokes and it's all fun. Jokes. Everyone's trying to be a comedian. But it like transitioned into this thing where people are very serious. A lot of epidemiologists are on Twitter. It's like people are talking about God knows what on there. And it's like, no matter what, I don't know. I like click on the replies of stuff sometimes and people are fucking deranged. I'm like,
they're deranged.
I've like stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of agree with that. And then you look in the replies and they're like, oh Jesus. Like you see it obviously with serious things like with COVID, but you see it with anything, even
all
jokes.
All my jokes are getting corrected. It's like,
because the problem is
anything
because
I tweet, it's the reply guys have to either think they punch it up or say
punching up is the worst.
They think it's a punch up, or if I'm being sarcastic, they won't understand it and they'll have to explain my joke to me.
The problem is everything, like when you're like doing stand up or whatever, you're like on stage, you have the microphone, everyone's in the stage. This is like everyone's the same, right?
Yes.
So it's like your tweet is the same as like the president's tweet is the same as some crazy Nazi's tweet. It's like,
yeah.
Everything looks the same. It all feels the same. It's like, no, this person is doing, these are jokes. This person's trying to start a militia. These are different things.
Right, right. Different levels. And we're treating it like it's one open mic night and everyone has a chance.
I mean, I use it. I honestly like try to, I thought I could like make a couple videos that got me some attention and then I could like get a nice writing job and throw my computer into the ocean.
Yeah.
But
you would need your computer for the writing job is what I want to say.
It hasn't really happened.
That's your biggest mistake.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm just stuck making, I like making videos. I hear you with like the, if you get latched into something where people are like talking shit about it or whatever, it sucks. And
don't ever go viral.
It's bad to go. The perfect amount of thing is you want, you just want like the right people to see it. Like it depends
what
you're using.
300 likes. That's
it. Depends what you're
using
Twitter for, right? Some people just like use it to talk about their day. Some people try to like have a collection of jokes. But dude,
I'm just trying to talk about how hot Brendan Fraser is.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of hot,
I think you said Fraser correctly there.
I did. I know. I did. I've corrected myself. I'm my own reply guy. There's a show called Sex Life on Netflix. Have you heard about this show?
Sex Life? Hear about this?
Sex/Life, I think it's called.
No, I never saw it.
Is that what it's called? Okay, so I just started watching it. It's on Netflix. Yeah, Sex/Life. Okay, and it's about this woman who is like married to the perfect guy, but she like is still in love with her ex-boyfriend.
I saw
this, like,
the trailer. Oh my God. Dude. It looks like a Lifetime movie.
It's Lifetime with porn. It's like a Cinemax show.
Do you see any nipples?
You see so many nipples. Apparently you see a whole dick.
Really?
Later on, you see butts. It's
Which
sex.
Episode?
All of them. Dude, it is such a horny show. It's not great, but it's very fun. And it's like this. So the actress, the lead actress, during like filming, like fell in love with her co-star and now they're together and she divorced her husband.
Oh my God.
Like, so the chemistry there is real.
I couldn't imagine. I know it's like, you know, hey, we're just doing our jobs, but I couldn't imagine being married to someone and they're like, oh, I booked this role where we have to like,
have constant sex.
Have constant sex. And it's about being unhappy with your husband.
Yeah, I'm unhappy with my perfect marriage and my children and my life. And then it's like, you're not a method actor. Like,
and it starts, it's like, oh, this is kind of awkward. I don't want to do this. And then it's like, I'm just doing my job. And then it's like, I'm leaving you because
I'm
this dude is fucking ripped.
My Australian co-star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough look.
Super, super duper softcore porn. But it kind of gets a little hardcore too.
Isn't this like, doesn't she go, isn't it, is it like an alternate dimension? Isn't there some kind of thing like that?
That's a different show. That's Behind Her Eyes or something. This is writes a diary and like she like writes in like a Google Doc about how she misses her ex and how much sex they would have, and then her husband reads it.
No, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
There's no alternate dimension unless consider time a dimension. And honestly, it might be. Who's to say?
Wow.
Who's to say? But definitely watch the show after your baby's asleep, if you know what I'm saying. Because babies
might be baby
exist.
Number two. 5 shows to watch if you like Sex Life. Terrible name to be.
Terrible name.
Sex/Life.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is there a worse website than Newsweek?
Any local news website, because there's so many pop-ups that your computer blows up.
Elite is a Spanish drama on Netflix. That sounds good.
I heard that's supposed to be good.
What/if? Oh my God, what are these slashes?
Take these slashes out of here. What is this?
Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, I feel like you would like that because it's a bad reality show.
Oh.
You love reality shows with young, hot people. Like
yeah, getting
MTV
drunk.
Shows.
Yeah. Yep. The yep. Affair. And I like Joshua Jackson, but I don't know about that.
No, you're a big JJ fan, aren't you?
Normal people
was horny,
okay,
but
I don't
well
like.
Yeah.
I don't like shows though where people are deceitful. I don't like cheating, Julia, and I don't care for it. I'm like, just tell them the truth.
Just communicate.
Yeah, I just say I'm yelling at the screen. I'm like, just tell each other what's going on.
Yeah, well, then it turns out you would have no narrative pieces to watch because
anytime in like TV shows when. Like friends are fighting, I'm always like, oh, I always like the episodes when Zach and Slater like got along versus when like fighting each other.
I gotta end this before you continue. I saw A Quiet Place 2 in a theater. It was my first movie back.
Ooh.
But I ordered like food. It was at Alamo, and I ordered like little like vegan cauliflower wings, and it came with celery. And Quiet Place 2 is very quiet for most of it, and so I was really trying to eat the celery.
Oh, you can't eat that.
Can't do that. You cannot eat celery even during a loud movie, let alone an almost silent movie.
I've never been to. Was it good?
It was good. It was kind of, you know, it's scary. I jumped a lot. It was cool being back in a theater. You know, we were all spaced out, but I love being able to eat a whole ass meal while I'm watching a movie instead of just popcorn.
That is cool. We used to go to, I never been to Alamo. We used to go to Nighthawk.
Nighthawk? Yeah.
I love Nighthawk.
Yeah.
Which we used to go. That's what I watched over the 4th of July. We rented Jaws. No big deal.
Because
we used to go the last couple of summers, Nighthawk would play Jaws on the big screen 4th of July weekend. And
so spooky.
It was awesome. And they would serve you know, they set the menu up. They'd be like, you know, you can get like a lobster roll. You drink a Narragansett.
Lobster
it was really
roll.
Cool. It was cool. Yeah. So we tried to replicate that, but we did it too last minute. So we didn't have the good menu. But you know, I think next year I made the promise. I go, next year we're going to get a projector, put it in the backyard. And we're going to have a Jaws weekend.
You going to let your big baby watch?
Yeah, probably. Although I saw Jaws at a way too young age, and now I'm terrified of the ocean. But
yeah, maybe wait until your kid's like 18, 20.
18 or 20. I read an article a couple years ago about there was, I don't know where it was, Texas or somewhere, where they were showing it on a projector, and people would watch it in a lake, like on tubes. And they hired scuba divers to come and grab your leg during the movie.
No, I can't think
of
anything.
I swear to God.
The good thing is, I guess, you're in the water, so you can just pee, right? Like, if you're scared, you can just, like, let it go. But, no, that's an absolute
people
nightmare.
Some people like being really scared.
Why, though? I mean, I'm scared every day of my life. Why do I want to pay money to be more scared?
What's the movie with, I think we already talked about this, Patrick Wilson and
Children.
Steven Tyler's wife's name.
Daughter's
name.
Daughter. Liv Tyler.
Yeah, Patrick Wilson and Liv Tyler are in a movie where they're in the woods, and they're in a cabin.
The Strangers.
The Ledge. The Ledge.
The Strangers.
I think you're right. The Strangers. Yeah.
I would
never
see this movie.
The Strangers.
Is it scary?
So anyway, I went to the movie theaters to see it like an idiot, and yes, it was terrifying.
Oh God, it's like a home invasion.
Yeah, those movies freak me out way more than any kind of monster thing, because anytime you're like in the woods or in like, you're like, hey, let's rent an Airbnb. What's his name's not in it? It's Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman. But you're like, let's get an Airbnb. And then you're like, oh, this could happen.
Scary. I get scared in my New York apartment where I'm like, what was that noise? And it's like, no, right. Julie, that's the air conditioner. Like, you're not going to be attacked.
Right.
Horrible things.
You know.
All right. Should we move on to,
I love moving on
to our next segment, which is one of your favorite segments. What's it called, Mikey?
Sometimes when you want some food, you order out, and sometimes you turn on the hot stove.
Hot stoves. This is where we talk about things we've eaten or made or ingested somehow, maybe sat on. I don't know. What about you? What have you been up to with the
toaster food? In my house almost started a fire this morning. And
talk to me.
I looked at, well, it's been kind of fucking, you know, burning one side. One side of it's been burning. Like, oh, something's going on. And then this morning there was a little spark and I looked at it. And they're like, the wiring is like sticking out. So
what brand is this? Name names.
I don't know. I don't know. I bought it off a man on LinkedIn. I put it, I got up. So that thing's out. That thing's gone. So yeah, I went with the rice cakes instead. Rice cakes and peanut butter with a little, I've been eating a lot of, I'm addicted to peanut butter. I've talked about
Yeah, you always have been. Yeah.
It's really bad because there's nothing more depressing than getting fat off of peanut butter.
Like, if you're a good thing.
If you're going to get, peanut butter is good in moderation, like a spoonful. Oh. If you think I'm putting a spoonful on anything, like, get out of here.
You're like, doing like a ladle?
I'm doing, I like a nice little crust on top. You know what I mean? But, and then I put like blueberries, sometimes blackberries, maybe a little strawberry.
Antioxidants.
Yeah, I can convince myself it's healthy, but you know, I eat that. But so that has been my breakfast for a while, is a little bit of peanut butter on a rice cake with some blueberries or bananas.
What about
so,
eggs, dude? You need some eggs.
I know, I love eggs. I always go eggs and then I go away from them and then I come back. So for a while I was making eggs on toast with like avocado, no big deal.
That's another good fat, right? Avocado.
It's good. Avocado is good, but I think for me, my problem is that, well, the peanut butter is too. It's too much fat. I'm eating too much fat, and then the carbs. It's just. It's like bread. It's all this shit. So like today for lunch, I had a nice salad. I got a salad.
You made it or you
no,
bought it?
No, we picked it up. It was
Who makes a salad? It's so much work.
I've never said it's like you make a salad and then you're just like, I'm just so hungry. My body just craves carbs.
Yeah.
So I'm addicted to them. So when I eat a salad,
listen to your bod.
When you even want to eat a salad, I'm like, this would be pretty good if I put it in like a pita. You know?
Yeah. You know? If you so added some structure to it. Yeah.
That's what I did for lunch today. It came with pita bread and it was the bread was so good. And I was like, what if I just started stuffing the salad in the pita bread?
Yeah, a little pita pocket. That's what the pocket's for. It's for salad.
So it's always disappointing when you do that, though. You're like, I should have just got a sandwich then. God, I love sandwiches.
I mean, we were upstate visiting friends, and on our way back, we stopped at like a diner before we turned the car. And, you know, some of these diners, they have their like, quote unquote, specialty dish, right? And this diner in the middle of nowhere, New Jersey, their specialty was like a Greek salad. You could have like chicken or whatever. And the base of the salad is curly fries. And so I was like, yep, getting that. So I was just eating like salad, which was good, over like that was on top of hot fries, which were great. But I was like, this makes the lettuce melt and wilt. And there's nothing worse than
hot
lettuce.
You can't have hot lettuce. And that's always a bummer.
The only two vegetables you cannot have hot are lettuce and cucumbers. And this salad had both.
Hot cuke.
Get out of here. So everything else I can handle. But I was just like, you know what? I get it, though, because you do feel like, oh, I deserve these fries because I made it through the top of this salad. And the fries are like the treat at the bottom. But it's not a well-made dish.
No, that's not. But I respect them. That doesn't sound that good.
Yeah. I'm like, what do I do? Do I put dressing on this or do I put ketchup on this? And you can't have ketchup on salad or can
you?
You
cannot have ketchup on salad. No, I don't think so.
I mean,
you can put ketchup on like a burger that has lettuce on it, obviously.
Sure. Sure.
But if you're eating with a fork, you can't be using ketchup over the.
Yeah.
You know,
no. It was a big. And I had to eat it in a car. Yeah.
Oh, I made some burgers last night. Pretty good.
On the grill?
Yeah. I went burgers and then I did cut up pickles and onions on the burger. And then I do ketchup and mustard because I'm trying to replicate the McDonald's taste.
You need mayo then.
Why mayo? Like special sauce?
Because that's what my special sauce is. It's all mayo.
I know. But if you get just a cheeseburger there, they just do ketchup and mustard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like, you know, it's like your mouth just goes, whoa, like whatever's in there. And so I did that. And then
were you happy while you were grilling? Were you like, this is my essence, grilling outside in the summer?
It was like raining out, so no. But if I'm chilling and I'm grilling and I'm drinking a beer, yeah, I like it. I'm enjoying it.
It's who you are as a man. It's you're a caveman. Yeah.
I got a box of cigars, no biggie.
Stop it.
Amy got me a humidor for Father's Day.
What? Wait, is that like a fridge for
small boxes. You
little
know,
so sauna?
You
can, yeah. Is it a fridge or a sauna?
No, it's neither. It's, you know, it's a walk-in thing where the air is just right. It's all about the humidity.
What temp is it?
Well, that's the thing. You have to like set it up in the beginning. So you
set
have
it and
to
forget it.
Yeah. Set it and forget it. So I'm setting it right now. I think it's supposed to be between like 70 and 73 or something, humidity.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's just a box, but it has, you can put the cigars in there.
And it plugs in or something?
No, it's just a box. And there's like a little, at the bottom, there's like a little thing where you put some water, and then there's like this little salt. It's not salt, but it's like some kind of formula thing, and it absorbs it, and it's supposed to.
Is this going in your man cave?
I don't know where it's going right now. It's just
man
like on
cave.
A desk right now.
I have
right
to
now,
tell
but
you, it has to go in your man cave.
I know. I need a spot for it. So, like right now, your cigars would be fine because it's humid. It's nice. You could leave them out. But, you know, in the winter or even late fall, if you left a cigar, it would start to get hard. You don't want that shit.
How many cigars do you smoke?
Just a little FYI. Like, I don't smoke a ton, but I like doing it. Like, I'll never do it by myself.
Yeah.
But like if sometimes me and my brother will smoke one.
Like when your baby was born, you smoked one?
You know, you're supposed to. I didn't really smoke one until like a month later. But yeah, like Friday, me and my brother smoked one. And I poured a little bit of rum in a glass and had that. Oh, it was
great.
Oh, my
God. Were you wearing sandals, like open-toe sandals?
I don't fuck with sandals. But the problem was I came back in the house and my wife was like, you gotta, you know. All your clothes got to go in the wash. You got to take a shower. You can't hold the baby like that. You smell like
fix
shit.
Fix your face.
And you know, you come down from that nice little buzz you got and you just really hit reality. So it's nice. It's best for
a stinky habit.
It's a stinky bad one. If you were smoking cigars every day, it's not, but I like it every once in a while. But I don't like how it's, everyone always makes fun of people with cigars. Like, oh, this douchebag. Not anymore.
Yeah, I think that's right to do that. You're saying feel maligned. You feel like you shouldn't.
Yeah. We're not all cigar smokers.
Oh boy. You know what? I'm just gonna say it's disgusting and it smells bad.
It really does smell bad.
Yeah. So, but I think it's cool to have a humidor.
Yes. So very happy with that. So. So the reason I know we're talking hot stove, the reason I got there is because grilling, I went from grilling to, I like standing outside. I like smoking a cigar, humidor, boom. That's called improv, baby.
Improv, A to C, baby. Ever heard of it?
I have an announcement. I'm addicted to chocolate.
Chocoholic over
dark
here.
Dark chocolate. My wife got me addicted. She loves treats. So every time it's just, oh, a little treat. And am I
like for after dinner?
After dinner, yes. But now I've started doing it with, I have some afternoon caffeine. So whether it's a coffee or some tea, I'll be like, oh, let me get. So now my mouth just starts watering.
Mm.
And after I eat dinner too, right when I'm done, my mouth just starts watering. So I'm just, it's
a sweet treat for Papa.
Hey, Papa needs one. and you do that thing. You go, I deserve it. I've had a tub,
I deserve
you know.
It. I've had it. I had a baby.
How long can you use that thing for? You know, use that excuse.
So what do you do? Like a little, like you have like a big bar and you take a little piece off, or like what's this?
Yeah, there's
here?
One that we used to get. There's like, it had squares from a big bar. Now Amy has these things that are, they're like these little hearts where you can just grab one.
Like a dove. Are they
like
dove?
A dove? Dove dark chocolate. Yep. Yeah, the hearts.
Yep.
And I'll be like, oh, I can only have one. And then she's bad influence. She always goes off the serving size. I'm not saying she always eats it, but she'll gas you up. She'll be like, well, serving size says you can have four. I'm like, four? Wow. I can't have four. So she's kind of, I'm blaming her.
Now, do you keep them in the freezer? Because you should.
No, I don't. They're in
can
a Ziploc bag.
Keep them in the freezer. Because it's so refreshing. It's a refreshing cold treat. I keep everything in the fridge. We know this. I keep chips in the fridge. I keep everything in the fridge because things don't go stale. I keep a lot of candy in the freezer. Now, a cold chocolate, we keep chocolate chips in the freezer. It's so refreshing. I insist you put a couple in there and you let me know.
Here's the problem with chocolate in the freezer. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but sometimes if it's too frozen, then what do we got going on?
Well, then you have a problem with your freezer settings. Okay, can you want to put it in the fridge? Like, work.
Yeah, the fridge. Yes, the fridge would be better.
I'm trying to give you a refreshing moment. And you're fighting me.
The fridge would be better. You know what? Yeah. People in this house put in the fridge. It's because my mom used to do it, and now it's like it's dripped down to this new generation. Batteries in the fridge.
Yeah, we have some in our fridge too. I don't get it. Why?
It's an old wives' tale. But if you asked my mom, she would go, they last longer.
I feel like that's something you would read in like Reader's Digest in 1993, and then you're just like, this is the way of the world.
Yeah, that's something that you could get away with before the internet.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, did you ever put batteries in the fridge? So they'll last longer, and you just do it.
Yeah.
And now, you know.
I mean, unless like BuzzFeed covers it as like a life hack, I'm not going to do it.
I'll look at what Snopes has to say.
I love Snopes. What a terrible website, though. God.
It's terrible.
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 What else? Anything else you want to chat about with your mouth hole?
I got sushi for the first time in a long time. Like, I think I've only had sushi twice since I've been up here.
Boston sushi. Is Boston sushi very good or very bad or very mediocre?
I'm not going to disparage a whole region's sushi. I'm just saying that where I'm at right now, there's not a ton of sushi spots. So there used to be, you know, you could walk here and there. But I found a place like 2 miles away, and it's great. It was great. So I just think I wasn't, I finally found
the right
place. Yeah.
What did you get? You got like a salmon roll? What do you get?
I get a spicy tuna roll. Mm-hmm. I can't fuck with salmon. It's a little too fishy for me. Spicy tuna roll. And then I got you know what I get a lot now, which is some people might shudder at it and say, yeah, that's gross, is a sweet potato tempura roll.
That's what I do. That's my order.
Really? Oh my God.
Yeah,
I
only do veggie sushi.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's the best. Good. You know what? If you want to up it a notch for veggie sushi, you get a peanut avocado roll. Holy shit.
I love like peanut anything.
Obviously. Peanut avocado is such a good sushi roll. Highly recommend.
I mean, what do you consider? You consider fish, right? You eat fish or no?
I don't really eat fish. So when I order sushi, I get veggie sushi.
Yeah, I don't love fish either. I feel like spicy tuna is like right on the line of how fishy I can do.
Yeah, I feel like I've had like one or two of those in my life, but I'm trying to be better about eating fish, like because it's like good or whatever. I don't know. But I always do like avocado roll, sweet potato tempura, all those fun veggie rolls.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, you think salmon's too fishy? I'm like trying to psych myself up.
Yeah, I'm not really into salmon, but.
Okay.
You know.
We'll try a spicy tuna next time. Like
you
one.
Do. Spicy tuna is good. Yeah. Cause it always comes with a little bit of like, there's always like a little bit of a glaze on top. Glaze
is probably the spicy mayo.
It's spicy, yeah. And it's just, oh, I love it. It's good.
You can order a side of that spicy mayo and you dunk it in. Ooh, delish.
You can brush your teeth with it.
You can gargle it, everything.
Yeah.
Well, before we talk more about gargling, we're going to move on to a little game.
Do you have a game or do I have a game? I just
you have a game?
You know.
We didn't
talk about this ahead of time. I was reading something. And
new.
Never pause after saying something like that. I was reading something and it stated it was talking about how Facebook was trying to get more people to create content on their on their shitty website. And let me just say, if anyone works at Facebook, I will do it for $100,000. I was gonna say $1 million, $100,000, and I will take my content to Facebook.
Okay, well,
that's a pretty good deal.
I feel like that's the equivalent of going on LinkedIn, where it's like only bad things happen here.
Yeah, well, the internet as a whole, it's problematic.
Don't get me started.
In the article, it was like, you know, the so and so challenge, and I was like, oh my God, there's all these challenges and shit that happen on the internet that everybody does, and then they seem so weird later on, and you're like, was that a real thing? Like, what the fuck are we doing? So then I decided to make up a game, and I want to see how well you know internet challenges. So this is called, challenge or was it something fake? Now, there's only five of them, but we can talk about, there's a whole list of challenges after. Okay, number one, rotating corn challenge. Now, people took an ear of corn and put it on a drill, like a power drill, and they would press the button and it would spin and they would try to eat it as it was going.
This is a real challenge. Jason Derulo did it, and he pretended he lost a tooth, but it was fake. This is real.
Oh my God, you're right. It's real. What the fuck? I saw that. I was like, what? By the way, this is from a website called Zimbio. So if Zimbio.com. So if that website is problematic, I apologize. Number two.
A robot run website, clearly.
Number two, the condom challenge. These are people who would, they would snort a condom up their nose and try to pull it out their mouth.
Wow. I have not heard this, but I'm going to say it's real.
You're right. It's real. The challenge, which has been around since 2007, went viral 6 years later when World Star Hip Hop, shout out, posted a video of two women attempting the challenge. And then it says,
did they die?
I don't know. There's a video to it. I do not want to watch it.
God. I mean,
these are so weird.
How does that work? You can snort something and then it
Your nose and your mouth are connected. Like, you
don't
could
tell
do,
me things like
have you ever seen
I don't want to know.
Have you ever seen somebody do that with like a piece of spaghetti?
No.
They like will they'll suck
cooked?
It up their no cooked. Yeah, yeah, cooked. Cooked. They'll suck it up their nose or the, yeah, they'll suck it up their nose and then they'll reach back and pull it through their mouth and then they'll grab one end, both ends and like be like they're flossing.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen someone do that in person or if it was a movie.
Or a dream you had. I don't like any of this.
Could have been fake. But no, that's so yeah.
Ugh. Kids, don't try this.
Don't try this.
Adults, try it.
Number three, the crab cake challenge. This is where people would ring their neighbor's doorbell and throw as many crab cakes at them as possible.
This is fake and something you would like to do.
Yeah, yeah, it's fake. It's fake. I just think like ringing at someone's doorbell and just tossing shit at them is pretty funny.
If it's on fire, it's funnier.
Yeah. I don't even know what a crab cake looks like. Can you throw crab
really?
Cakes at people?
I don't eat crab, so I don't know what a cake would look like. A cake of crabs.
Crab cakes. Oh, yeah. You can fucking whip those.
What if you just threw a crab at someone?
The crab challenge would be better. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then it's like, oh, I got to catch this thing. It's a live animal. What do I do with it now? It's a responsibility. It's a pet.
Right.
Really makes you think, Mike.
It makes you think. Well, good pick there. All right, next one. Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Real.
So people, I mean, you would know. Of course, you know this one. People will try to recreate Kylie Jenner's puffy lips.
Yep,
they would use shot glasses or bottles and plump them up. I guess I know I sound a million years old. I guess I just don't get what everyone's doing.
Yeah, no, it's okay because these challenges they're awful.
All right, I got one more. 69 your teacher challenge. it's where you try and 69 your teacher.
fake, but again, you wish you could have done this in high school.
we had strictly college.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be a good challenge, though, obviously, if, you know, everyone's of age and, you know.
In consent to it.
Signs a waiver. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah. I think that's what Sex Life is about, really, the show. Just trying to 69
they should be. That's a good reality show, 69 House. And everyone, you have to, you know, the last ones to 69 get eliminated.
But then, yeah, let me think. 69 House. So are there, like, 69 people maybe in the house?
Yeah,
you have to pick,
yeah.
Right? Because it's an odd number.
69 people.
So
there's all these challenges, and then if you get kicked off, you can stay in another round. You can be like, I'm using my 69 card, but then you have to 69 with somebody.
Or do you just get to watch and give pointers?
Yeah, you watch. Yeah, that's
because it's it can be very complicated.
It's 69. I don't know, dude. 69 is, you know, you got, it's pretty ambitious.
Yeah. I mean, it's really not for people with ADD, I'll say that much.
sex life, I'm sure they're 69ing.
Oh, I can't
wait. I bet they're having sex in a shower.
There is
a lot,
sex in like nightclubs, dude. Like,
let me just say this,
wild.
Right? The angles that people have sex on TV it doesn't seem like it works in real life, okay?
There's like acute angles happening.
The guy's dick is not cooked spaghetti. It's not gonna. Yeah. It's uncooked. Okay.
It's coming out someone's nose though. Let's see. No, it's one. I mean, it's like they have sex in a pool.
Yeah,
they have,
no one's doing this shit.
It's things where there was literally a scene where they were having sex in someone else's pool, and I said, I can't watch this, not because of the sex, but because I'm worried they're gonna get caught and get in trouble.
Right. Yeah.
Risky behavior. You know, it's like you can't do that. You can't break rules. I don't care how hot you are.
Follow the rules.
Follow the rules, regardless of how long your nipples are. You know. Anyway. Well, this was a fun game. I encourage you to spend time on the internet to learn some more about challenges. Oop, there's a siren going by. Looks like I'm going to get arrested for being too horny for Brendan Fraser. But I think that's all the time we have because Mike has to go weigh his baby. And
We're going to see how if she gained any weight during this podcast.
I have to join LinkedIn because apparently that's the cool place.
Julia, just get me a job and I'll delete LinkedIn, please.
Yeah.
Will you be my agent?
Honestly, I take more than 10%. So
no matter what I do, we'll take 10%. Thank you.
If you guys enjoy this podcast, that's your problem. You know, you can rate us, review us, tell your friends. You can always email us javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We're going to keep doing these podcasts maybe once a month, maybe more often, maybe less often, depending on the cycle of the moon, right?
It's a real mystery. And that's what, you know, to be successful as a podcast, you have to be, you know, inconsistent. Anyone can be consistent. Inconsistent's cool.
Yes.
Is that bar open? We don't know. Let's go check and
see. We don't know. It says it's open on Google, but it's actually closed. So they should figure that out.
And we don't know if they're ever going to open again, but let's go there.
Yep. Thanks for listening. And we will hear from us later. That seems like a threat. You want to do a better sign off?
Hey, thanks for listening, Java Good Morning Heads. We are going to have some fun living life.
No.
Living life. I feel like I went into like the radio guy.
Yeah. Ryan,
come on down to Billy Shack and we are giving away two tickets to Bruce Springsteen.
Oh boy. All right. Goodbye. All right.
Bye. Just say bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.